Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Today is May the 4th.
And you know what that means?
It's Mother's Day in
Jade,
I thought you were in... Listen.
What is that?
Is that not a clue about what day today is? May the 4th be with you. This is Star Wars Day.
Oh! Is that Yoda?
We have Yoda on the 4th. Yeah.
He's my
favorite. Jade and Damien, you are. So can I join you on? Yes. Special day.
Special. Oh, so, Yoda, what do you do to celebrate May the 4th? Because I'm sure it's something close to your heart.
Very much so. 1999, we party like, yes, or be happy hour for Yoda, yes.
Wow. Yoda's getting his creep on.
Yoda, you've been around a long, long time. Okay, you've been around for millions and millions of years. Of all those years, you know, who's the nicest person you've ever met?
Oh, I've got no idea. Cause Yoda to break? Yes! Cause Yoda to break? You did give me a question that I'm not prepared for.
Yoda, do you reckon that Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker, there was ever anything going on there? Because, I mean.
You mean it's incestual?
Well, there was always that controversy that maybe they fancied each other.
Oh, yeah.
Controversial topic that you talk of. Yes. Feel the force.
Hey, maybe.
Feel the force.
I was actually heard rumors it was Luke Skywalker and Han Solo.
Oh.
That maybe had a bit of...
Naughty. Naughty, aren't you? Jade, naughty. You can party with me, Jade. Yes. We've been on a long time, Jade. Yes.
Oh, Yoda, well.
Yeah. Yoda's a bit of a...
It's the older ones you got to watch out for, don't you?
Yoda the swinger. He's a dirty old man.
900 years old, I am. Yes.
I feel like his cave's got, you know, the walls are padded with fur. He's got a disco ball and some bonk, chicka, wonk, wonk.
Yoda, have you got mirrors on your ceiling?
And see Damien, you will.
Yes. That outfit that he's wearing all the time does look like velvet.
Oh, I know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I tell you,
it's an easy access.
It's
an easy access outfit, too. It's almost like a bathrobe. Are you the Hugh Hefner of the Star Wars galaxy?
Oh, yeah.
Come to my mansion, Jade. Show you around the wheel. Yes.
Playboy boy Ewok mansion. Little furry guys roaming around.
You must fly now. Beautiful.
And I bet you can undress those Ewoks with your mind.
Line you crossed long time ago.
I think we are far, far, far away from where we started with this conversation with you, Yoda. But thanks for giving us a little bit of your time on May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
We learned a lot today.
Yeah, we really did.
All the Star Wars fans out there are going to be offended.
Oh, no, I feel like
horrified.
My childhood was a lie.
Good on you, Yoda. May the 4th be with you. Have a fantastic day.
Force be with you too, Dino.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It is, of course, Mother's Day this Sunday. We're all very, very excited about it. We all love our mother. There's no doubt in that.
Mm-hmm.
But how well do we know our mother? Now, Jade.
That is the question. Yes.
The listeners don't know this, but yesterday I handed you an envelope.
You did.
Right? And I said, bring this home, give it to your husband, and he will follow the instructions in the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do as requested?
Yes. I didn't open it. Anyway, I said, you got to take this, go open it in the bedroom. I don't know what Damien's up to.
All right. What was contained in that envelope was a list of questions that he was to ask your kids. All right.
Okay.
To see how well they know Mum.
Oh,
you.
All right. That's what they were doing in the bedroom.
That's what they were doing. All right.
Okay. All right.
So I've compiled a group of their answers. And I think the way we'll approach this is I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
And then
this
we'll
should
see,
be interesting.
We'll see how well they know you. Okay.
Okay.
So first question.
Right.
How old are you, Jade?
I'm 42.
42. All right, what did Alani say?
I think Mum's 42, but she could be 43.
Oh, really? Oh, not
she's
sure.
Aging me. 42.
She has aged you. What about Armin? Armin had this.
100.
100?
I'm 100.
You're 100.
Oh, God, I've aged well, haven't I, clearly.
We're off to a reasonably good start. Now, what is Mum's job? Okay, what do you do?
Radio announcer.
You're a radio announcer. Yes. Okay, Alani had this to say.
Mum is a radio announcer and a part-time mum.
Part-time mum?
Wow. Take that, Mum.
You're only part-time.
You're a part-time mum.
The other part of the time, I'm not there or don't care.
Wow, it's harsh. Yeah. What do you do, or what do you like to do when you're alone, Jade?
I like to read.
Okay,
and I like to sleep alone, but that never seems to happen because kids always end up in my bed.
And you're married and you have a husband.
Oh, yeah.
Who likes to jump in there as well? Okay. But you're like, get out. This is my bed. All right, Alani had this to say.
When Mum's alone, she likes to lay on the couch, online shop, watch TV, drink wine, and eat food all at the same time.
Whoa.
That's pretty accurate.
You painted a lovely picture. She painted a much better picture. Okay, way better
and probably more realistic.
All right. What is your favourite food? Okay, I mean, this is a question that everybody asks.
I like pad see you, but I like Vietnamese and Asian food. I always seem to go for that.
You reckon that's your favourite
food?
Yeah. Would you like to change your answer?
Is that not what they said?
Well, okay, look, Alani had this to say.
I'd probably say French toast or veal schnitzel.
You're not 100%
I do like both of those as well. I do.
All right. Look, Arwen also had an opinion.
Spaghetti.
That's her favourite food.
I love it. I love that. Spaghetti. Lulu thinks this is what you like.
Some chippies, burger, and poo-poo and daddy.
Wait,
some chippies, burger, poo-poo and daddy.
Poo-poo and daddy, I like to eat poo-poo and daddy.
And daddy. So there you go.
There we go.
Any of those actors?
Again, her favourite food is chippies and burger.
All right.
And that poo-poo, no one's claiming that.
No one's claiming that. All right, okay. We're almost there. All right. What makes you angry, Jade?
Oh, well, Alani will definitely say when she doesn't clean a room, because that really gets my goat. Or she says, whatever. Makes me angry.
Yeah.
And people who don't give you a courtesy wave when you let them in traffic, that really gets my goat as well.
Okay, well, they are all legit, but here's what Alani thought.
Back chat or admitting she's wrong. She really struggles at that and that gets her angry. Or if someone beats her in an argument, she hates it. She will lose it.
Wow, I said a bit of truth to that.
And someone beats me in a game too. I don't like that either.
You don't like that. So Lulu thought that this is what makes you angry.
And daddy going to poo-poos.
Daddy going to do poo-poos?
Yeah.
Actually, that can frustrate me because he'll go to the toilet for like half an hour and I'll be like, where's dad? And he's locked the door and he's on his phone playing this Minecraft game or something.
Oh, so you were like shouting at him. But look, last question. What makes Mum happy?
Cuddling her and kissing her.
Cuddles
and kisses make Mum happy. That's true.
I think overall they know who you are, and this Mother's Day, I think you're in for a treat.
They clearly are
mad about you, even if you are a part-time mum.
Yeah.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I've got a problem when it comes to shopping. All right, for the family.
What's that problem?
Well, the problem is no problem. All right. Eileen thinks I have a problem.
Oh, right. Okay.
My wife thinks I have a problem. I don't think I have one. So what it is quite often Eileen will give me a list and say, okay, go to the shop and all we need is bananas and apples and some bread, okay?
Yeah.
But I routinely go out and I don't come back with just that. I have a history of coming back with other things. And I don't believe that that's fully true. I go to the shops and sometimes I feel, she's left something out of the list and I feel like I should fill in the gap with certain things. Yeah. So anyway, it's been an ongoing discussion with Eileen and I. Yesterday, Eileen was heading off to the shop. She had made a little list and I said, don't worry, darling.
I got this.
Hey.
Let your man.
Let your man take care of you. I'll go. I'm the hunter-gatherer. Yeah. I'll go out and gather some food for
from
you.
From Woolworths.
Yeah, that's right.
So I said, I'll go. And she said, no, but you won't get everything on the list. You'll get other things. And I said, no, I will.
So you promised you were going to just stick to the list.
I said I would
not deviate
to the list.
How'd you go?
And then Kiki, my little daughter, perked up and she says, "I'll go with you, Dad."
There's your problem.
That is like you having the double jabs at the moment.
Yeah.
That's putting a spanner in the works. That is giving me an impediment as I head off to the shop.
That's right. Like that's set when you take a kid shopping with you, like they want everything. So that set your challenge like from, I would say, like a simple challenge to we're talking Mission Impossible. This is Mission Impossible 8 Move over Tom Cruise.
That's it. This is like I've just decided to quit drinking and I'm being brought on a tour of a brewery.
Yeah, oh man, that's true.
That's what's actually happening here.
We know Kiki loves to shop.
She loves a shop. She takes it too seriously. So I go in there, I get to the fruit and veg area. They specifically say we need bananas and apples. So I got the bananas and apples. Uh-huh. Now, Kiki butt in and she said, but we need blueberries. And I said, no, we don't. It's not on the list. And then she explained to me that, you know, they're filled with high antioxidants and all the rest. Yeah. I mean, I can't argue with that.
Hey, that's you. She's put forward a good case.
I can't argue with that.
Which woman in your life did you go to?
Even at $7 a punnet, you can't argue.
You cannot argue with antioxidants.
We're only allowed to have one each in your lunchbox per day.
One little berry.
Got to make them last.
You got to suck on those things until there's nothing left, okay? So I threw them in. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. And I said, Kiki, now no more, okay? Just stick to the rules, okay? You're going to get me in trouble.
We can hide these blueberries in the salad crisper. That's okay. But nothing else.
Making our way around the shop, there was a lot of other things we needed to get. And then Kiki, she was parched. She's feeling thirsty. she said, Dad, could I have a bottle of water? I said, no.
It's not on the list.
No, it's not on the list. And she said, but I'm so thirsty. And I look, come on, it's a human thing to want water.
Well, we need to drink or we die.
We
basically
die without water.
I know.
And I looked at her at one point. I was like, she looks parched.
She looks pale.
She looks pale. I grabbed her by the arm and said, get over here to the water section. Get yourself a bottle of water, for God's sake. I don't want to be seen to be, you know, treat my child badly.
That's right. She wanted to collapse on you in aisle five.
Yeah, and then obviously on the way to the water, there was a section that had chocolate eclairs. Now, they weren't on the list, but hey, they're pretty nice.
So who decided to get those, you or Kiki?
No, Kiki said, they're not on the list, Dad. You can't have them. I'm like, stop you.
We'll eat them all before we get home and we'll put them on a separate docket so Mum will never know.
Oh, she certainly plays the list card just when she didn't want it. She's never coming shopping with me again. No, that's it. No. Maybe I'm never shopping again.
You failed the challenge. I don't think you are. I failed.
The
Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Jade and Damien's Fabo
Ping Pong. Damien's even taken his headphones off
for
the occasion.
I have. I'm taking
no... Is that what, so you can help you focus better?
It's so I can focus, so I have nothing weighing me down like a pair of headphones. I want to be quick off the, you know, straight away. Once the word is thrown at me, I'm ready to hit back.
Look, can
I'm
I
ready
just
to
say,
hit back.
Today is the day you should win. I've had double jab, flu jab, booster shot. And I'm not in a good way at the moment, so you should win today.
You poor thing. Look at this. It's the smallest violin in the world.
No sympathy, hey. Well, I don't know why I came here for sympathy.
If you're feeling a bit loose, why don't you, put the... Get the trophy out.
Yeah, actually, let's put the trophy on the line. I mean, you should win. It's a safe bet, Damien. Put the trophy on the line.
Our toilet trophy is not going on the line. I've just recently won this, and I'm holding on to it. Okay, for the time being.
Wuss,
okay?
Chicken.
No. I won't be messing around with
that. You bullied me into putting it on the line.
Well, you know, I'm not easily coerced.
All right, verbal ping pong. Really simple. If you haven't caught this before, we throw a topic at Jade and Damien. They have to keep it going back and forward across the net. The minute one of them pauses too long or gives a wrong answer, that type of thing, then it's game over. But it is best of three rounds.
Yep.
Your first round is about to start now. Things found in a typical Illawarra primary school classroom.
Rulers.
Oh, pencils.
Glue.
Teachers.
Students.
Paper.
Chairs.
Desks.
Blackboard.
Lunch boxes.
One of those smart boards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Computers.
Posters on the walls.
Carpet.
A map of Australia. All the world.
Wooden floorboards.
School bags.
Concrete walls.
Lunch boxes.
You're done.
Concrete walls.
I'm no good at this game. I'm no good at it.
I was waiting for tile grout.
I know, that's right.
My brain goes blank. Nothing goes in there. Okay.
It's all right. You can regroup. Okay. It's the best of three.
She's sick. She's got like double jabs and she's still getting it.
Oh, no, that's the concern. Round number two. All right. Movies. Starring the always delightful Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I think we've done this one. Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, is that the one you went with?
Yeah.
Dead Calm.
The Dead Calm? She's not in Dead Calm.
She is in Dead Calm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, are you?
Is she really? The Hours.
The Hours? Window, give me a chance.
What do you mean?
No,
what do you mean
far and away, far away.
What do you mean a chance? Like give me the whole morning?
No, far and away.
Being the Ricardos.
She's not in that.
That's a new movie that just came out. She was nominated for an Academy Award.
Bewitched.
Okay, that's true. Thunderstruck.
No, she wasn't in Thunderstruck.
No, that was one of the first movies, wasn't that? That BMX one with her, when her and Tom Cruise met each other?
No, first of all, it was
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder, that's what it was.
Oh, damn it.
Nah, she lost it.
We'll call it one all at this point in time.
Even though I like it how loose the clock is when it comes to answering.
Come on. Sympathy clock.
Oh, no. It's always
You could have asked for help.
Third and final. Here we go. This is it. It all comes down to this round.
Okay.
And a big shout out to Renee and the crew over at the Kingsbury Coffee Shop.
Yeah.
Because your third question this morning is, types of coffee a barista makes.
Yeah, latte.
Cappuccino.
Flat white.
Macchiato.
Short black.
Piccolo.
Long black.
Lactose-free cappuccino.
Chai latte.
Soy latte.
You can't do that. Vanilla latte.
Latte with a bit of alcohol.
Irish coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do, they make it, I've seen it.
Well, I've said Irish coffee.
No, that means you're saying the same thing as me.
No, I'm not. Irish coffee is actually coffee with cream on top and alcohol. It's
Americano.
Okay. Caramel latte.
Frappe.
Oh, yeah. Iced coffee.
Oh, yeah. Milkshakes.
Tea.
Oh. English breakfast.
That's tea.
It's not.
Or Earl Grey.
Chamomile.
We're going to keep going, aren't we? Chocolate milkshake.
Oh, chocolate. Vanilla milkshake.
Caramel milkshake.
All right, wait. Okay, wait. Let's just stop the clock for a second, okay? Let's. We've got to make it a decisive end. Do you know how we're going to... Because we could go all day on this now.
Please don't.
Okay. All right, okay. Back in on this
okay,
one.
Okay, I won.
You know what? I'll give it to you only because you're sick today.
It's a sympathy win.
You have a sympathy win. That's all it is. You didn't actually win. It's a sympathy win.
All right.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you happy enough with that?
Yeah.
We'll take it. Verbal ping pong. There we go.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.